This is Dr. Dave dictating a follow-up and progress report on Christopher Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, date of birth January 1, 1960. Patient initially was seen on September 1, 2020 with back pain and CT scan suggesting multiple myeloma. Subsequently, patient was worked up his IgG came back as 7,462, beta 2 microglobulin was 3.8. So patient was started on treatment with Velcade, Revlimid and dexamethasone. The patient also had significant lesions in the bone as confirmed by scan. Patient, however, became neutropenic and was hospitalized on September 2 with pancytopenia, and subsequently he developed pneumonia, also was positive for COVID. The patient had long hospitalization. He was sent to nursing home. From nursing home, again he developed fever. He was sent back to hospital and then back to nursing home again. He recently was discharged from nursing home about 2 months ago, and he has started resumed his chemotherapy again. New paragraph. He comes for evaluation today. The patient was seen on December 22nd and again on December 29 for Velcade injections. His last lab work on 12/22 showed WBC of 3.2, hemoglobin 7.9, platelet 129. His IgG has now come down to 2,195 milligram per deciliter, and his beta 2 microglobulin has come down to 2.3. Patient overall feels good, however he still has shortness of breath from previous pneumonia and his previous COPD. Today on 1/12, his weight is 184, which is slightly up. Blood pressure 138/69. He is feeling good. Lungs diminished rate at the basis. No RALS, no ronchi. Heart regular. Abdomen soft. Extremities minimal edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, advanced multiple myeloma, stage 3. Diagnosis 2, COPD and subsequent respiratory failure. Diagnosis 3, on chemotherapy with Velcade, Revlimid and dexamethasone. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and give him Revlimid 2.9 milligram sub-Q today. Ask him to continue Revdex, and we'll see him in follow-up in 1 week. New paragraph. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Courtney Barton, and 1 copy for our office. Thank you.